I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
And that's why I love you. Cyndi Lauper and Phil Collins are rolling in their grave today because I can't sing, but I am familiar with a profile called True Colors. Now, a lot of you may have done this one as well, and it's about the four color personalities. It takes some of the Myers-Briggs and ties it into some other areas and comes back with kind of a user-friendly, practical tool of what your colors are. And again, this one's easier to understand than a lot of them because people can just talk about orange or gold or green or blue. And there can also be kind of an overlay of colors, which is kind of fun as well. So I don't have any recommendations for True Colors because it's not something that I use on a regular basis. If you go to Google True Colors Personality Assessment or True Colors Leadership Profile and see if you can find something free on there. But I do know that there are official True Colors facilitators out there who will come to your organization and do this one. And the only reason I bring it up is because I've had multiple people, when we do leadership profiles or personality profiles, ask me, hey, have you ever done True Colors? And I'm like, no, I sure haven't. So some of you may have more information on that one as well. But that covers our week. So again, the whole point of this week is for those of you who are leaders and are having some team dysfunction, or maybe you've got a high-performing team and you want to just have a fun afternoon with them, between the Myers-Briggs, the DISC, Standout 2.0, the Enneagram, True Colors, there's plenty of others. There's the Hogan system. You know, Berkman has different things that's out there. There's one that costs money that I'm certified in as well that's called the Pearson Marr Archetype Indicator. It's a profile all about archetypes that tells you what's ties to your personal brand and what story are you telling and how do you brand yourself? How do people see you? So the fun things about these is, yes, they're fun to do and they're fun to have discussions, but they can really lead to some increased team development and minimizing conflict. Because once you sit down with your team and talk about a few of these things, they may sit back and go, oh, that's why, or oh, now I understand. And it really helps with some of those issues you might have as a small business owner, as a departmental leader, or just as a fellow team member. Have a great Friday, everybody. Keep on leading and learning and laughing, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.